All right, welcome to today's episode of your Daily Scrum. We're going to go quick. We're going to get right to it. This is the YouTube show all about answering your Scrum questions so that you do Scrum a little bit better each day. Todd and I are both professional Scrum trainers with Scrum.org. We teach the catalog of courses for Scrum and leadership and all sorts of fun stuff. We're also trainers with Pro Kanban. We teach all over the place. We are we are agileists, right? Today, Todd, we have a good question. I love this.
This question flicks me right in the Brian. You know that this drives me insane.
Yeah, I'm happy to pose this question.
So I'm just like, Brian's just gonna turn his camera off. Yeah.
I wound him up.
Yeah.
Todd, how do you increase the velocity?
You don't.
Of a Scrum team.
Can we get rid of this? Can we get rid of the idea of velocity altogether? I am so tired of this. I am so tired of increasing. You know what we should do? Let's give everybody typing lessons so they can type faster. Let's do that, right? Like, let's increase our velocity. Maybe we can make our talk three times faster. You don't. This is really an arbitrary metric of capacity. You cannot increase the team's velocity. Even if you add people, you're not guaranteed to do it. Velocity just is what it is. And I feel like I've spent the better part of 10 years trying to knock this down. I honestly think that I'm just ready to tell people to abandon it. I think it is becoming a horrible practice that's invasive to teams all over the place. It's burdening developers all over the place. I see it as a metric that's on performance reviews. I am honestly, dude, I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Well, come on, Todd. Velocity? I saw Mike Cohn post an article today that says we should be calculating cost per story point, which influences our velocity. Oh my gosh. Come on.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. First of all, we'll talk about that Cohn article in a separate post, yeah, a separate video. I really want to tear that one apart and break it down and really figure out what that's up. But look, if someone comes to you and says, Todd, we got to increase the velocity of our Scrum team. You know what? How I would answer this? Cool. How many people are you hiring? Mm-hmm. Velocity is capacity. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's the capacity of your Scrum team. That's it. And so
I noticed you said it's not the performance.
It is not performance.
It is not.
Yeah. It is not the effectiveness. It is not even an efficiency measurement, yeah, right? If you want to look at how your team is doing, implement evidence-based management. If you don't know how, we've got a class coming up. Check out the description and join us. I think you should also, aside from EBM, start using the lean metrics. If you don't know how, we have a PSK coming up with Dan Vacanti. Get in the class and get educated.
Or if buy some books. Buy When Will It Be Done,
By Dan Vacanti. We'll take care of all this.
Read the evidence-based management free white paper that's out there to talk about your product from a holistic perspective. Yeah, you know, honestly, I am so tired of fighting story points and velocity. Ron Jeffrey, creator of story points, writes that he thinks it might be the worst thing that he ever imagined, right? Yeah, there are better options. This is destroying teams. This is destroying Scrum. I'm just so done with it, right? Yeah. Like it takes a lot for me to get angry. I might be a little hangry right now because I'm not hungry, right? But
this is the most animated I think I've ever seen Todd.
So. I think it's just the subject. Every turn, every company is talking about
Todd, we need 10% more velocity.
Yeah. Good. Okay, let's create an environment where don't feel safe and lie to us about numbers because of the chart.
We can inflate the numbers. The less snarky answer is really, look, what you're asking for is this increase in velocity has no tie to value. This is why we get so wound up over this, because I think we have both worked as developers on feature factory treadmill type teams where all we were just backlog lumberjacking the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Chopping through, never understanding purpose, never understanding why, never understanding value. And it's just a horrible work experience. And velocity drives that experience.
Oh my goodness, yes. It really drives that experience. And, you know, I mean, if you have it and you're using it, it's really only meant for two purposes: as an input into sprint planning, an indicator of previous capacity, right? Yeah. Or to do long-term forecasting. And you and I both agree wholeheartedly. And thanks, I think, in a large part to Daniel Vacanti, who's been a huge influence in us in this space, is that there are much better methods for this. There's much better, much less dangerous methods that are not going to be interpreted and create unsafe environments in your Scrum implementations, which we're trying to avoid, which I thought we were getting past, but this question just keeps coming up.
Yeah. So. I couldn't agree more. Vikanti and I spent 5 hours on a train in Germany. Steve Porter, another good friend of the show, the guy who wrote the foreword to our book, was with us. And by the end of that train ride, I had actually, from Velocity, Todd, I went to full on no estimates. I'm done with this. I'm not living this misery anymore. And they brought me back into, nope, you got to estimate.
Yeah.
You know, give a good forecast, which is an estimate. Use the lean metrics. So grab Vikanti's book, check out our classes, ask good questions in the comments. Yeah. We're here to help. We want to get
our Kanban channel, right?
Yeah, get away from this stuff. The Kanban channel has all the lean metrics. Join the conversation below. Pose your questions. Tell us what we need to help you with to get away from this.
Yeah. And if there's a particular video or a subject, a corner of this that will help you convince people, if you feel like it's wrong, tell us what we should, how we can talk about this other than me just going on a tirade. Tell us what causes it. Give us a scenario.
Weeks of videos if it means this topic dies.
Oh, yes, we would.
So let us know below how we can help. Leave your questions and comments. Let us know what you think of this topic. And I'm going to pull up the end screen. All right, everybody, we appreciate you hanging out through this. It's definitely a hot topic for Todd and I.
Yeah, you can tell it just slightly.
It gets Mr. Miller's pulse up just a little bit. Be sure to like and subscribe. I'm sure there's going to be follow-up videos, a lot of good conversation happening in the comments section. Post your questions, leave your comments. Check out the socials. Some videos should be popping up. Maybe they're helpful to you. Maybe you'll like them, maybe not. We hope you do. Let us know in the comments. Look, go forward, learn some new things, grab Vikanti's book, join us in a class, download the free resources, do what you need to do, but let's move past this. And tomorrow, maybe we'll do a little bit better with our Scrum teams. All right. Thanks, everybody.